I'm privileged to introduce Alan Keller. He's a partner at Shulman, Lopez, Hoffer, and Adelstein to talk to us next today. He's practicing in San Antonio, and he is here to give us another update to Title IX. It keeps evolving, and we keep needing to know more. So welcome, Alan.
All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate that warm welcome, even though it is a welcome to talk about Title IX. You may realize that, well, I guess if you heard last year, I did present on Title IX. I was invited back again this year. You'll notice I used the exact same title. Here we are again, because we're still waiting, but this time I creatively said part due, because there have been a few little updates here and there, but nothing quite as substantial as we were possibly hoping after we left last year's conference. All right, so we all know the big elephant in the room, so to say, is the status of the current proposed updates to the final rule. Back in June of 2022, so not quite almost 2 years ago, Department of Ed did release their rather significant and substantial proposed updates to the final rule for Title IX. They were going to be greatly expanding the scope of Title IX in many ways, essentially kind of moving away from the current emphasis on looking mostly towards sexual harassment and kind of going to a more all-encompassing focus on eliminating discrimination based on sex in educational programs or activities. Excuse me. Let's see. Also going to be a pretty major or significant switch from the current standard for identifying or defining what sexual harassment or sex discrimination means. The current regulations really kind of focus, or the definitions under the current regulations deal mainly with the legal tests that the court used to determine whether or not there is actually liability for a school system for violations of Title IX. And the current administration said, well, that's not really the purpose of Title IX. It's not to determine civil liability. The purpose of Title IX is to prevent or prohibit discrimination based on sex in all of our education programs or activities. And so there's going to be kind of a walking back of this more strict legal-based standard or litigation-based standard for what constitutes sexual harassment. And again, kind of focusing more on the overall purpose of the statute, which is to make sure that our students, our employees, or other members of our school communities are not being subjected to sexual harassment or discrimination based on sex. And so there's going to be this expanded definition of what's covered by Title IX. We're going to be looking at discrimination based on sex characteristics, sex stereotypes, pregnancy-related conditions, which is already included in Title IX, but they're going to be reaffirming some of that most likely, and then also extended protections and prohibiting discrimination or harassment based on sexual orientation or gender identity. So again, this was all proposed back, in the summer of 2022. There was a public comment period. Over 240-some-odd thousand individuals wrote in their public comments for that. There's a good chance that is one of the reasons why it is taking so long for these rules to finally be issued or finalized, simply because of the sheer volume of public comments that were submitted. So we're still waiting for those particular rules to come out, or those final versions of the rules. I was hoping that by the time we started submitting proposals for this conference that maybe we'd have the new final rule, but we'll talk more about the status of that here in a few slides. So in addition to the general update as far as what Title IX covers and kind of the expanding definition of discrimination based on sex, in April 2023, Department of Ed also published a notice of proposed rulemaking dealing with athletics participation and how Title IX will be implemented or interpreted to define or cover students who want to be participating in certain athletic events. These proposed rules were issued after there was a several-year outreach between Department of Ed and community groups and other entities trying to get a feel of whether or not there needed to be changes to how Title IX operates to ensure equal access to athletic participation for LGBTQ and specifically transgender students. Part of this outreach was based on a recognition that many states had adopted state laws that put restrictions or, in some cases, pretty close to outright bans on athletics participation for transgender students. And Texas is one of those states who has adopted those particular laws. In the 2021 legislative session, section 33.0834 was adopted. That particular law essentially says that if you're going to be looking to participate in high school athletics or in school athletics, you are going to have to be assigned to a sport that is available. We're going to look to your biological sex as correctly stated on your birth certificate or in some other government record if your birth certificate is not readily available. And so again, that would cut off opportunities for, in some circumstances, girls or biological females who were or had that sex assigned to them at birth to participate in male sports or vice versa.